Sullivan voted against the $1.3 trillion federal budget in March, saying legislators did not have enough time to know what they were voting on.
Were there good things in there for Alaska? Of course there were. Were there good things in there that I advocated for? Yeah, there were. And so it was a hard vote, but I think at the end of the day, you guys want me to know what I'm voting on.
The budget did pass, and it does have funding for Alaska that President Donald Trump did not include in his original proposal. This includes $30 million for the Denali Commission, which would go to rural infrastructure projects, plus 2 years of funding for the Secure Rural Schools program, which funnels money into rural communities and schools affected by declining timber revenues.
I advocated almost every day for the last over a year with Mitch McConnell, the leadership, and my on secure rural schools.
Sullivan says his upcoming priorities include cutting red tape where possible. He wants to reduce restrictions on permitting for infrastructure and resource development projects, saying the National Environmental Policy Act needs an update.
It takes 7 years to permit a bridge in America. I mean, what the heck, right? You can't grow an economy. You can't. And I think Alaska's been a huge kind of, unfortunately, recipient of a lot of those delays on federal regulatory permitting.
Sullivan introduced the Rebuild America Now Act. It would override some federal environmental reviews for emergency infrastructure projects and limits opposition litigation he believes only delays work. City Manager Lisa Von Bargen says Rangel is feeling the impact of limited and delayed forest harvests. She was glad to see the budget includes a survey of harvestable young growth timber that could impact the Tongass.
Having the ability to ahead of time identify areas that can be opened up when the market is ready to go, rather than having to then go through an entire 10-year public process for something is absolutely a must. We can't go through this.
Von Bargen says the city will also be applying for federal funding for water production and other infrastructure projects. Sullivan says when other Alaska communities aren't competing for the same funds, he would be happy to write a letter in support of Rangel. Both the Senate and the House reconvene Tuesday, April 10th. In Rangel, I'm June Loeffler.